You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca. Play in Alberta, everything stays in Alberta. Revenues from Play Alberta stay in the province. You can help get the Henday built. Kevin, lots of extra scouting for you, as we're now up to 98 goalies who have appeared in at least one game so far this season. Lukas Dostal becomes the latest one. We are seeing a few guys who, you know, were in the minors for a long time, kind of like Binnington. You know, Zach Fucali, Charlie Lindgren. Could either one of those guys, do you think, not necessarily become like a Stanley Cup winning goalie, but become a regular NHL starter like Binnington?
Yeah, it's 98. Like, that's a record. That ties last year for the record. And you got Tuukka Rask going to make his season debut probably here coming up. And, you know, Jack LaFontaine just signed to the Carolina Hurricanes, and they're talking about him playing games. Like, we're going to hit 100 for the first time ever. And that is opportunity for more goaltenders. And you're right. Some of them are prospects that have jumped out and sort of carved a path for themselves maybe to earlier opportunities. You could almost include Stuart Skinner in that this year. Certainly when you look at Columbus, and Daniel Tarasov's got like a 938 in his limited appearances, and I don't think anyone had him bookmarked for games with Merzlikins and Korpisalo this season. But again, he's opened up the door for, hey, we can move Korpisalo maybe even sooner than we thought because this guy is so good. And the other group, like you said, those two, like Zach Fucali and Charlie Lindgren, more in that sort of sometimes it takes a while. And I tell you, like, we had long conversations with Fucali about a year, year and a half ago before he signed in Washington. And there were some things that he had developed or learned later on in his career that really seemed to fit with the philosophy of Scott Murray, the goaltending coach there. And some of these are elements of tracking and biomechanics that you and I have discussed at length with Mike Smith, Carter Hart, some of the other goalies that have kind of been exposed to this sort of new way of approaching the position, or at least one part of it's a new way. And so I think for Fucali, yeah, like absolutely. After spending half what he's drafted in 2013, so we're almost 9 years after the fact here, he spent a good chunk of the period in between draft and now, not just in the minors, but in the ECHL, not the AHL. And yet there are things he has learned and applications and the way he applies himself to them that have just evolved to the point where I do think he's an NHL goaltender. Is he a guy who's going to continue clicking along at a 950 save percentage and, you know, run a team into the Stanley Cup Finals? Yeah, probably not. We're going to see what happens. He gets another start tonight. How long can he keep it up? But again, behind a very good, much like Seattle, actually, when Binnington, St. Louis, when Binnington came in, really good defensive team. That's what the Washington Capitals are. And they've got kind of middling results out of Vanacek and out of Samsonov, who's just never sort of risen to the level expected of him. There is an opportunity here if he can continue to make the most of it. And whether that means he continues with the Capitals beyond this year or somebody else sees him as, you know, getting a contract that puts him in a two hole next year instead of a three or four where he started this year, he full credit to him for making the most of that opportunity. Lindgren, you know, again, probably been asked to do a little more in a shorter period of time in terms of the way the Blues defend, but has done it at an exceptional level. And I think for a guy who was with the Montreal Canadiens for so long, again, some new voices, some new things in his game since going to St. Louis, and just has taken another step. And I'm not going to say that, oh my God, like this guy is the next Binnington, but in the same organization, you see at least signs. Like, there was a talent there to begin with, and it's emerging more consistently. He's showing it more consistently with the Blues than he ever did with Montreal. And so whatever's been unlocked, you know, it's not a guarantee he's going to keep at this level. Certainly nice, like with 958 in his limited appearances, but it shows you that there was something there when they signed him, when Montreal signed him out of St. Cloud State, and that something is still there, and maybe he's just unlocked a key component of it that, again, whether it's with the Blues or elsewhere, is going to, you know, sort of prompt somebody else to give him an opportunity, because so far he's made the most of the ones he has and probably opened some eyes that were closed after a number of years in the AHL.
Kevin Woodley from In Goal Magazine, NHL.com, joins us. Oilers' options in goal. What's the most realistic to try to improve their goaltending?
I think the most realistic improvement comes from Mike Smith getting healthy and getting his feet under him, frankly. That's kind of the most likely scenario to me. I just think that, and the reason I say that, and we discussed this a little bit last week, like this isn't where we talk about Washington as a top defensive team with Fucali come in and sort of taking over, not taking over, but getting an opportunity and making the most of it. Like the Oilers aren't that team. And I do think that to get a significant bump from a goaltender acquisition requires acquiring a guy who can play in the top 10 in the NHL. And the easiest answer is Mike Smith, who did that last season. Now, I understand that that's riddled with questions about whether he can stay healthy. And those are fair questions. But given the acquisition cost of the other, like there are not that many guys on the list out there that you can sort of count on being able to get to that level. Forget count on it, that are even necessarily capable of reaching that level. Tuukka Rask signed in Boston, made it clear he's not going anywhere else, so scratch that off the list. Marc-Andre Fleury is one of those options, but it's going to be a really high cost. And when I look at all the other problems this team has, I just wonder if they believe they can afford to pay that cost for that type of certain upgrade. And everything else, frankly, like all those other names, even the ones we just talked about, like a Charlie Lindgren, I think teams will be reluctant to give up on even if it's a goalie like Lindgren who's back in the American Hockey League. I think they'd be reluctant to give up on the depth given the uncertainty surrounding goalie availability this season. And as I said, we're going to hit a record here for number of goalies that have been needed to play a game. So your acquisition cost will be high. And I don't know that there is much more upside in those guys. You can't guarantee it behind a lesser defensive team than the Oilers already have in Stuart Skinner as an option. So I do think the most likely outcome or the sort of most likely answer is Mike Smith, because we know he's done it and he's done it behind this team. It's just a matter of, can he get back to 100% health and can he stay there? And as much as there's risks involved there, I think they're probably less than the risks of, can a Charlie Lindgren do this once he's in Edmonton, or the risks of what's it going to cost us to get a Marc-Andre Fleury, if he would even come, given his family situation, having them all settled in Chicago now.
Well, Stuart Skinner, for me, I'm not bringing in Charlie Lindgren. I take Stuart Skinner and give him an opportunity. You've developed him. He's got a .925 save percentage in the AHL. And to me, at bare minimum, he's an upgrade on Mikko Koskinen right now, the way he's playing. So, and to me, that costs you nothing. And in fact, Kevin, it saves you $350,000 on the cap if you recall Skinner and replace Koskinen.
Yeah, no, and listen, I was actually hoping to get, like, and that's something we talked about last week. And listen, for a couple of weeks, if Mikko, the way things have gone for him, Skinner's been a better goalie this year, as we said, like almost by a full percentage point on his save percentage relative to expected. Like Skinner has been positive 0.6 and Mikko's been negative 0.4. Like, so there's a gap there. And there's enough of a sample to that you can make that argument that Skinner is an upgrade. Like, I'm not going to debate that. I was really hoping to get to watch him in Abbotsford this weekend. Actually had some close contacts myself that prevented me from feeling comfortable going to the rink. I didn't want to put anyone else at risk, so I was away and couldn't go to the Abbotsford games. And now, of course, tonight when everything is cleared and open, they've canceled it. So I didn't get a chance to see him in person like I wanted to. But I mentioned we had him on the podcast. I didn't go radio. And I had a chance to really sit down and talk with him and go over some things. And I do feel like he's ready to be an NHL goaltender. And based on this season, I think it's fair to make an argument that he's an upgrade on Mikko. But again, Mikko in the backup role has been fine. It's sort of, I don't know that either guy necessarily solves if Mike can't get back to being healthy and playing consistent games. I'm not sure either guy solves. That's a big ask to ask Stuart to come back up and, hey, be our number one guy from now till the end of the season. So Smith, to me, is still your best option there.
Kev, good stuff, man. Always good to catch up to you. Enjoy the week, and we will talk to you next Monday.
Sounds good. Thanks.